How about butter beans? Do you use that for that?
Butter beans?
I think that some people, when they cook beans, and just flavor them with butter, we like them with cream. Now then, I think they call them butter beans. Now that's the only distinguishing feature that I know about them.
They're kind of a lima bean, aren't they?
No.
Yes.
What?
A butter bean is kind of a lima bean.
Well, I don't know.
No, they're not the same? You think they are?
I don't know.
They are for me. A lima and a butter bean, same thing to me.
Well, then that's probably what it is.
It may not be around here. So
yeah.
I
just call them lima beans, and I never thought of them as butter beans.
I think that's just a more mirror name of a lima bean. And
because they are fixed with butter, mostly, more than anything else.
Now that they, I guess they're not vegetables, but the big red juicy things you grow in the garden.
Tomatoes.
No, that's an argument, isn't it? Fruit or vegetable?
Yeah, I guess some people call. I guess they're called fruit, aren't they?
Well, I believe that I read an article one time that said they really were.
Mm-hmm.
I think we use them for a vegetable more than we do
and
fruit.
Your cabbages do, of course.
How about the hot things that you grow?
Peppers.
And
red
also
green.
The spring and winter.
Turnips
Onions.
Oh yeah, the onion.
We don't use an awful lot of onions around here. Not an awful lot.
Okay, you don't talk about spring onions then, or shallots or scallions. Okay. And some edible tops of things like turnips and beets and dandelions. You can eat the tops.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that? You're gonna
greens, don't you?
Greens. Mm-hmm. Look up some greens.
And now. What is the little onion that we have out in the garden that comes up every that little bunch of green? Did he mention that? I use that quite a lot in salads. What is it?
Oh.
You don't have to replant it. You once have it, well, you can just. It's a little fine, like grass. I remember one time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Taking it somewhere
endive, ain't that endive?
No, endive, it belongs to the lettuce family.
Oh yeah, no, that's right.
I remember somebody didn't want to eat some little fellow because there's some grass in his salad.
Parsley?
Not parsley.
Chives.
Chives. That's right. Now, on an ear of corn, you have to peel off the what?
Husks.
You'll call that the shucks.
Yeah.
The shucks and the husks?
No, I call it husks.
Husks. Corn husks.
But you call it husking the corn or shucking the corn?
Either one.
Husking.
Husks, we call it. Chucking in your place, down in Ohio.
And the kind of corn that you'd eat on the cob?
The sweet corn.
Sweet corn.
And on the top of the corn stalk, there's a
tassel. Yeah, corn tassel.
Both. Pardon my surprise. Usually, people are fixed one or the other on this. I expect one or the other. And when you eat the corn, somebody got to pick off the little pieces of
corn silk.
A couple of kinds of melons you'd eat in the summer. You might eat a watermelon or you might eat a
muskmelon.
I can remember back when most of the folks called it mushmelon.
Muskmelon.
We always call it muskmelon.
You wouldn't call it cantaloupe, though.
Yes.
Cantaloupe.
Same.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, there's another thing that grows in the woods. I never can get it unless I draw a picture of it. I wish I'd draw pictures ahead of time sometime. They grow in the grass, look like that.
Oh, that's mushrooms.
Oh, yeah.
Mushrooms, eh?
Yeah.
We have had it happen right in our own yard.
But you better watch out that you don't eat it.
Well, we have a brother. He has a brother who's an expert at it and never has gone wrong.
Get the right kind or you'll be poisoned.
Yes.
Well, what's the other kind? Mushroom? And,